Table B shows that the amount of time a student is in the program, as measured by the hours of instruction received, is strongly related to whether the student is pre- and post-tested. Only 3% of students who receive fewer than 30 hours of instruction were pre- and post-tested, compared to almost all students, 93%, who received 50 hours or more of instruction. Based on this data, it's clear that the post-testing problem is limited to satellite site and to students who did not stay long enough to be post-tested. The solutions suggested by these analyses are that the program should try to improve testing at the satellite sites and should work on increasing retention among students who stay fewer than 30 hours. The use of data to identify the program components and procedures that need improvement is a central purpose of using data for decision-making, and it is to data-driven change that we now turn our attention. Click next to continue to an activity where you can apply what you've learned to analyze and interpret data in a sample scenario.